With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. The post-game midfield prayer of a high school football coach did not violate the First Amendment's ban on government establishment of religion, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in a 6-3 decision on Monday. The justices decided the Bremerton, Washington School District actually violated the First Amendment rights of Joseph Kennedy by removing him as a coach because of its concerns that his practice infringed on the Establishment Clause. A government entity sought to punish an individual for engaging in a brief, quiet, personal religious observance doubly protected by the Free Exercise and Free Speech Clauses of the First Amendment. That's what Associate Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote in the court's opinion. And the only meaningful justification the government offered for its reprisal rested on a mistaken view that it had a duty to ferret out and suppress religious observances even as it allows comparable secular speech, he said. The Constitution neither mandates nor tolerates that kind of discrimination. Pregnancy care centers across the U.S. were told to heighten security over the weekend in light of Friday's Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. Extremist pro-choice groups like Jane's Revenge took to the internet to encourage people to join in their violent brigades or start their own. A June 25th post on the Jane's Revenge website says everyone with the urge to paint, to burn, to cut, to jam. Now is the time. Attacks on pregnancy support centers were reported over the weekend in Longmont, Colorado and Lynchburg, Virginia. In the post-Roe moment we are now in, said Brent Leatherwood, acting president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, these pro-life pregnancy clinics are even more so on the front lines of ministry to vulnerable women and families in crisis. We must continue praying for their endurance in this season and support them with our time and treasure, just as churches have always done.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
Tune in to a panel discussion on the implications of the Dobbs Supreme Court case and how churches can continue to support local pregnancy support centers at our website, baptistpress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.